Hello, this is Roy Lilly. What do you do when your leader loses the plot? There are probably five things. Have a quiet word, an honest conversation, explain how their lack of direction is affecting everyone. Give them some ideas, solutions instead of complaints. Gang up on them. Get some like-minded people to speak up. Do the right thing, whatever they say, do what you think is right. And talk to their boss. If things get out of hand, escalate. Now, I know none of this is ideal and it all comes with a risk. Or you can write to me, as several of you have done with a copy of a letter, which I linked to in this morning's e-letter. It's from the bewildered Stephen Powis, the National Medical Director, and David Sloman, who really should know better, the Chief Operating Officer. The letter's about the upcoming junior doctor strike, what to do about it. They've lost the plot. How's this for the opening shot? I quote, industrial action is disruptive by nature. However, it is important that we recognise the additional challenge that this action will present. Well, would it have ever dawned on the very smart people running our trust that industrial action is disruptive by nature? How about this? We're asking trusts to avoid block rescheduling of elective cases. Really? Let's think about that. Your granny is up for a new hip. Daughter, who works for an unforgiving employer, has arranged to take a day's unpaid leave, get up at the crack of dawn to make sure granny doesn't eat anything, and gets to the hospital at some unearthly hour. They've dipped into the holiday money to pay for a cab. Daughter-in-law has taken a week's leave to be there for Gran when she's discharged to make sure she's okay, gets fed and watered and has some company if things get a bit painful. All this is arranged around the admission date. Now, smack in the middle of the junior doctor's strike. Apart from most of the family ready to strangle the nearest junior doctor, they're left wondering if and when an operation is going ahead, not going ahead, deferred, delayed, cancelled, postponed. What? There's also no little matter of your granny's care package being cancelled and reinstated. Avoid block rescheduling? How totally remote from the lives of ordinary people they are. Of course operations should be block cancelled with a nailed on new date. How else are people supposed to manage these family affairs? Cancelling is disruptive, it's a damn nuisance, it condemns people to more weeks of pain and discomfort, worry and anxiety, but it isn't half as bad as families having to unpick their arrangements at the last minute. People understand what a strike does. Rolling day-to-day cancellations create uncertainty, and uncertainty is the mother of all risk, annoyance, and impossible for families to deal with. People can deal with a clear message, welcome or not. Your operation is cancelled. Okay, I get it. I'll deal with it. Your operation is in a rolling program of uncertainty that might mean you have to cancel your complex arrangements because we have targets to meet and politicians who want to show the junior doctors we can manage during the strike. We can't. Deal with it. Have a look at the letter. You can judge for yourself. Is it the type and tone of letter that so-called system leaders really need to write to people who are running some of the biggest organisations in the country? The kind of letter that includes helpful pearls such as GP contractors are responsible for maintaining patient access to appropriate care on industrial action days. Well, how are they supposed to do that? Why would they send a letter like this? It's sort of insulting. Patronising at the very least. I don't know, I suppose they have to look busy. If they have to write anything, how about, you know the strike dates, clear the decks, do your best, and if you have any bright ideas, share them, and if you need help, call us. Wouldn't that have done the trick? Instead, we have a five-pager focused on an operational issues that forget the impact a lost operation has on families. They've lost the plot. Thanks for listening. This has been Roy Lilly, and I hope we'll speak again soon. Bye-bye.